Welcome back to Bright New Voices, the Balboa Press Hour. I'm your host, Jen Morris, and the book we're talking about now is Deliberate Decisions. This is a simple and inspiring guide for anyone who wants a complete and fulfilling life. As author Joyce Bennett Hall defines it, to make a deliberate decision means we are committed to receive results. We are open to receive our highest desires, and most of all, we are enlivened by the idea of true success. It is with my great pleasure to welcome Joyce Bennett Hall onto the program to talk about Deliberate Decisions, a simple guide for real success. Joyce, thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you so much for having me and giving me this opportunity. I really appreciate it.
Now, Joyce, you have an interesting story about how you became inspired to rethink how you had been living your life. And this spiritual nudge, as you call it, came in the shape of some words of inspiration taped onto a bathroom wall. Tell us that story.
Yes, it was. I was part of an outreach program going into the Navajo Reservation to a little Bureau of Indian Affairs school way in a remote section of northern Arizona. And it was very snowy and very muddy, and we didn't have a place to go to the bathroom. So I knocked on the teacher's door, and they're all government housing, you know. And this lovely lady answered the door. She didn't know who I was, but she let me in, and she let me use her facility. And on the wall, taped to all the cinder blocks, because the walls are cinder blocks there, was the ABCs. And under across from every letter, there was just a couple of words of inspiration or motivation. And I sat and I looked at all of this. I went, how clever. This is a teacher using ABCs to motivate and inspire these children who live on the reservation. And I asked her if she could make me a copy. And she said, of course. And when I took it home, I sat there and I looked at it and I said, you know, am I living my life like this? This is really, really profound. It's very simple but profound. And it really gave me an opportunity to take a look. Was I living an authentic life? Was I really coming from all these places? And did I have goals and dreams and successes that I wanted to realize? Or was I blocking myself because I wasn't living an authentic life? So I decided to share with as many people as I could and finally end up writing the book in a very simple way. I wanted each letter to be just one page or two pages and call it a chapter. But there's exercises at the end of each letter or each chapter to help us dig deeper within ourselves to determine how we really believe about something. So that was my inspiration for writing this Deliberate Decision book.
Sure. Well, actually, if you wouldn't mind, we would love it if you would give our listeners an example of one or two of your passages, or maybe I should say the guiding letters, so that we can talk a little bit more and dive a little bit more in depth specifically about what they mean.
Sure. I'll be glad to. You know, after doing all the coaching and counseling I've done for many, many years, being in the corporate world and my own practice, and as a minister as well, there are certain ones that come up all the time for all of us. And the very first letter in the book is A, avoid negative people, places, and things. And I don't know about you, but I'm sure one of your listeners or even myself at times had a great idea and I wanted to go for it. And what do you think of this? And these well-meaning people would say, why would you want to do that? That's stupid. You'll never be able. You're not smart enough. But you're not big enough or tall enough or whatever you're not enough. And what does that do? That just deflates us and causes us to stop working toward whatever goal we might have set for ourselves. So some of the exercises in there really has you dig deep. Who are the people you are associating yourself with? Are they people that support your goals, dreams, support you, believe in you? And if not, you may need to take a look and see if it's time to let them go out of your life.
Joyce, I actually wanted to talk a little bit more about the exercises at the end of each chapter. Are those intended to really prompt us to start to think a little bit more in depth about our behaviors and patterns?
Absolutely. What is my belief around this? That's what it is. Because we fool ourselves. I had an incident in my life. I was sure I believed one way. And I could have argued to the floor about this is the way I believe this. And you know, when they came before me and I had to make the decision, I made a different decision based upon a belief that I held, which was not a good belief at all. So I had to sit down and say, you know, Joyce, you didn't really, you fooled yourself. You don't even know who you are. So that's what these exercises are for, is to dig deep within us. So how do I believe about this? Do I really always tell the truth? Do I come in from high integrity? Do I really take action all the time? Or do I sit around complaining? Do I blame others? Do I really understand myself? I think we have to understand who we are before we can understand other people.
Absolutely. Your book really helps us shift and move into a space where we can begin to make deliberate decisions. Now, we've always heard the saying, work hard, play hard, or a dream doesn't become reality through magic. It takes sweat, determination, hard work. We keep hearing hard work. Do you think that life should be so hard? And do you think that difficulty can lead to success?
I think that life is not designed to be hard. It's how you view it. It's how you look at life. You can always change your perception. And that's one answer to your question. But there is another answer. Sometimes there are things that we want in life. And I think we do have to put a hard amount of work or true effort in reaching those successes, reaching those goals, reaching those dreams. And that's where it can get hard. And people sometimes just stop short of reaching their goal. And it's so frustrating when I've seen that. You were just so close and you stopped because you felt there was too big of an obstacle in front of you. That's how I see life being hard. Not that you have to go to work every single day and work 10 hours a day and work so hard and drop your dreams and goals and your own personal successes away from you. I don't believe that has to be. I think that we have to meet life on life's terms and things that come before us. For example, if you work for a company and your company is bought out by another company and you may be let go. Well, there's a way to look at that where life doesn't have to be so hard. Instead of saying, oh, now what am I going to do? I'm out of a job. If we could change that perception and say, wow, this is exciting. I now have an opportunity, a new beginning, and I can now go after what I really wanted to go after.
Joyce, before I let you go, I want to make sure that you let our listeners know where they can learn a little bit more about you. I know that you have a website and some other exciting things happening as well.
Yes, my website is joycebennetthall.com, joycebennetthall.com. And on my website, I have a transformational fiction novel. It's actually a novella. My book, Deliberate Decisions, actually helped me make a deliberate decision to push myself out of my comfort zone and write a fiction. So it's the first book in a trilogy. It'll be Betty, Ruth, and Carol. Betty's done and available. Ruth is in works. So I love my book, Deliberate Decisions. It continues to help me on every day. And if I invite people to definitely go to my website and see if there's any way I can help you reach your dreams.
Oh, I love it. Joyce, thank you so much for being on and congratulations.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure talking with you.